यशोधनंदन ब्रजजन रंजन जामुना तीरागनचारी जामुना तीरा मनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Thank you. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare.
जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिभ्राजकाचार्य आस्तोतर सचिशी श्रीमद हिस् डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शिल प्रभुपाद की जय इस्कॉन बीबीटी फाउंडाचार्य हिस् डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शिल प्रभुपाद की जय जय ओम नित्य लीला प्राविष्ट आस्तोतर सचिशी श्रीमद शिल भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर की जय नामाचार्य श्रीला हरिदास ठाकुर की जय प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंदा श्री अद्वैता गदाधार श्री वासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय श्री श्री राधा कृष्णा गोपे गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय गंगा माई की जय जमुना माई की जय तुलसी महारानी की जय वृंदे देवी की जय हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवत की जय ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरंगा ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय First of all, I'd like to thank everyone for coming for this class and for coming to Vrindavan. Many of you have come here for the first time. I'd like to welcome all the devotees and also like to particularly welcome Her Grace Malati Mataji. She is a very senior devotee one of the first disciples of Srila Prabhupada, and actually I feel a little shy to speak in front with such an exalted devotees and other devotees, but somehow I've been asked to do this service this morning. So thank you, and I pray for the blessings of all of you so I may be able to speak the Srimad Bhagavatam. I would just like to start with an anecdote, like to share an anecdote, seeing so many devotees now here in this Krishna Balaram temple, and actually all over the world, thousands and thousands of devotees joining. Once in New Vrindavan, Srila Prabhupada was being offered his Prabhupada palace of gold, a wonderful offering by Srila Prabhupada's followers and disciples. It's a very wonderful place, Prabhupada's palace of gold. So when this opening was about to take place, some of the devotees went inside to show Srila Prabhupada the arrangements that were being made, and some devotees proposed that Srila Prabhupada, we would like to illuminate your palace with pearls instead of this normal electricity, reactors, conductors and whatnot. So is it possible in this day and age, because in the Krishna book we read that Krishna's palace, Sudharma, was illuminated by jewels. So devotees asked Srila Prabhupada, is it possible in this day and age we can also illuminate your palace with jewels? So Srila Prabhupada replied, my devotees are the jewels. They will illuminate my palace. And not only my palace, but they will illuminate the entire world. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So we come to today's verse, which is from the Srimad Bhagavatam 5th canto, chapter 13, text number 5. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskrityam Naramshaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Udhirayet Nasta Prayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavat Sevaya Bhagavati Uttam Shloke Bhaktira Bhavati Naistaki. We can responsibly say these invocation prayers in English. Before reciting the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is our very means of conquest, let us first offer our respectful obeisances unto the personality of Godhead, Narayana, unto Narayana Rishi, the supermost human being, unto Mother Saraswati, the goddess of learning, and unto Srila Vyasadeva, the author. By regularly hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam and by rendering service unto the pure devotee, all that is troublesome to the heart is practically destroyed. And thus, loving service unto the glorious Lord, who is praised with transcendental songs, is established as an irrevocable fact. Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, chapter 13, text number 5.
Adrishya jile swana karna jula Adrishya jile swana karna jula Uluka Vagbir Vyati Anu Krama Uluka Vagbir Vatun Antaratma Apunya Vrikshan Shrayate Kshudardito Apunya Vrikshan Shrishyate Kshudardito Marichi Toyani Abhidhavati Kvachet Marichi Toyani Abhidhavati Kvachet Adrishya Jhilit Swana Karna Shula Aluka Vagbir Vyatitantaratma Apunya Vrikshan Shrayate Kshudardito Marichi Toyani Abhidhavati Kvachet
Adrishya, invisible, jhili, of crickets or a kind of bee, swana, by the sounds, karna shula, whose ears are disturbed, uluka, of the owls, udgibhi, by sound vibrations, vyathita, very disturbed, anta atma, whose mind and heart, apunya vrikshan, non-pious trees, that have no fruits or flowers, Shrayate, he takes shelter of. Kshuda, from hunger. Ardita, suffering. Marichitoyani. The waters of a mirage in the desert. Adibhivavati. He runs after. Kvachit. Sometimes. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Wandering in the forest of the material world, the conditioned soul sometimes hears an invisible cricket making harsh sounds, and his ears become very much aggrieved. Sometimes his heart is pained by the sounds of owls, which are just like the harsh words of his enemies. Sometimes he takes shelter of a tree that has no fruits or flowers. He approaches such a tree due to his strong appetite, and thus he suffers. He would like to acquire water, but he is simply illusioned by a mirage and he runs after it. Responsibly, wandering in the forest of the material world, the conditioned soul sometimes hears an invisible cricket making harsh sounds, and his ears become very aggrieved. Sometimes his heart is pained by the sounds of owls, which are just like harsh words of his enemies. Sometimes he takes shelter of a tree that has no fruits or flowers. He approaches such a tree due to his strong appetite, and thus he suffers. He would like to acquire water, but he is simply illusioned by a mirage, and he runs after it. By His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. In Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said that the Bhagavat philosophy is meant for people who are completely free from envy. Parmo nirmatsaranam. The material world is full of envious people. Even within one's inner circle, there is much backbiting. And this is compared to the sound vibration of a cricket in the forest. One cannot see the cricket, but one hears its sounds and thus becomes aggrieved. When one takes to Krishna consciousness, one always hears unpalatable words from relatives. This is the nature of the world. One cannot avoid mental distress due to the backbiting of envious people. Being very much aggrieved, sometimes one goes to a sinful person for help. But he has no means to help because he has no intelligence. Thus, the living entity is disappointed. This is like running after a mirage in the desert and in an effort to find water. Such activities do not produce any tangible results. Due to being directed by the illusory energy, a conditioned soul suffers in so many ways. Mukham karoti vachalam panghun langayate girim yat kripa tamham bande shiguru dina taranam paramananda Madhavam. In this section of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Jad Bharat, a very qualified Brahmana, is instructing Maharaj Rahugana, and he describes this material world figuratively as a forest. A forest is a very precarious, dangerous place, full of so many ferocious wild animals and many other dangerous situations. So he has mentioned there are animals, snakes. He compares the snake to sleep in this material world. And sometimes due to sleep, a person becomes unconscious. He forgets what he has to do. Then there are other ferocious animals like jackals, wolves, tigers, even insects like mosquitoes, who always disturb the living entity. And in this situation, the living entity experiences so many miserable situations, conditions. In one of the Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada mentions that the living entity feels happiness not only because of the miseries, but he feels more unhappiness when he sees that other people have good fortune. By experiencing the good fortune of other people, other living entities, the living entity feels even more miseries. So this dangerous situation of the material world, in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna also describes, at the end, mrityu sarva harashtaham, after all your hard work, struggles, mrityu sarva harashtaham, I will take away everything. So the Niti Shastras also paraphrase this situation, that there is one beautiful shloka that dhanam cha bhomam pashve hi goste bharya cha dwaram sajjana shamsane deha chitta dharma ekam go gachati hi jiva. It's a wonderful verse from the Niti Shastras, which paraphrases today's text more or less, that dhanam cha bhomam, all the acquired wealth after your hard work, bhomam means the ground. In the previous days, they did not have banks or ATMs. They would bury the treasures under the ground, in the ground. In Jaipur, they still have some treasures that were buried long, long time ago. We could use those treasures, actually. Anyway, those treasures will be left there only when you are gone, the Niti Shastras say. Of course, these days you have ATMs and banks, but the point is, the money will remain there only. You will not be able to take it with you. Then, the next thing is, dhanam cha bhomya pashve hi goste. Pashve means animals like cows, horses. These are considered wealth in Vedic culture. Even these you cannot take. They will remain in goste. Goste means goshala, or place where the horses are kept. Then the next thing is your wife. The shloka takes you to the wife. Bharya cha dwaram. The wife will bid you farewell from the door, dwaram, bharya cha dwaram. Because in Vedic culture, the wife does not accompany her dead husband to the cemetery. She says farewell from the gate of her house only. Then the next thing comes, the svajana. Svajana means your relatives.
The relatives take the dead body to the Samshana. Sajjana hi Samshana. And they'll leave you only up to the Samshana. They'll be there with you only up to the time that your body is there in the Samshana. But then you may say, oh, I still have the body. No. The body will be there. Deha hi chittaha. Or mukhagni. Mukhagni means they give the fire through the mouth. Until that time, only that body, will remain. Deha hi chitta. Then what do you have to take away with you? The Shastras also say, dharma eka go gacchati hi jiva. Dharma eka go gacchati hi jiva. The only thing that you can take with you is the pious activities that you have done. These are the only things that you will take to for your future lives. So this is the precarious situation of this world. Today's shloka refers particularly to crickets and some insects. Of course, in India, crickets is very familiar, but that refers to something else. That's the game. But there's also an insect named cricket. In America it's very common. Here also, everywhere it's very common. So, crickets refers to backbiting. You can hear, but you cannot see them. And similarly, owls. They make noises that will disturb the living entity. Rupa refers to these crickets as being those people who are always engaged in backbiting behind your back. On the other hand, there are people who criticize you right in front of you. They are like owls. They are like owls. Criticize in front, right in front of you. So, this is the situation of the material world. Always criticizing each other. And what to speak of criticizing ordinary persons? Fools even dare to criticize Krishna. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Avajananti mama muda manushyam tanum asita panam bhava majanata mama bhuta maheshwara. They criticized Krishna. Many examples are there. One, Jarasandha. When Kamsa was killed by Krishna, this Jarasandha, he started broadcasting. Oh, this Krishna is so cruel, he has no sympathy. He killed his own maternal uncle. Kamsa. He doesn't realize Kamsa was such a demon who killed so many innocent people. Cows, people. And yet he blamed Krishna. The Krishna is so cruel, he doesn't have mercy upon his maternal uncle, he killed his maternal uncle. Like that. So, many other examples are there. There was one other personality named Ramachandra Puri. He was also a very offensive personality. There is one shloka in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, Uddhava Gita, where Lord Krishna explains to Uddhava the nature of this world, and he particularly speaks one verse. It's a verse spoken by Krishna himself. Shri Bhagwan Uvacha, Paraso Bhava Karmani Na Prasamsena Na Garhet विश्वम एकत्वम पश्यन् प्रकृत्या पुरुषम् च.
What this verse means is that one should not engage either in praising the activities of others or in criticizing the activities of others, either the nature of others or the activities of others. One should not engage either in praising or in criticizing. So this Ramachandra Puri, offensive as he was, he had this habit of approaching various people, various devotees, and find out about sannyasis, what they ate, how much they ate. He would keep a very meticulous record of everything about which sannyasi ate what and how much. And then he would criticize. He did not even spare Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He would criticize, as foolish as he was, he would criticize Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is a sannyasi, Mahaprabhu, but he ate so much. Such a foolish fool tread in where angels dare not. The quotation in English. He would just criticize, not even stop at Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had to cut down his eating by half in fear of this criticism. And he would say, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was staying, sometimes ants might have come. This sannyasi is eating too many sweets. That's why the ants are coming. So like that, he would be very offensive. So this surprising thing is, he would do this, he would criticize on the strength of the scriptures by quoting this verse which I have just quoted from the Uddhava Gita, 11th canto, wherein Lord Krishna says, one should neither praise nor criticize the activities of others. Very interesting verse. One should neither praise nor criticize the activities of others. So, this Ramachandra Puri, he was very expert in quoting the first part of this verse. That is, one should not praise others. He would quote this verse very eloquently. See, Bhagavatam says, one should not praise the negative. So I'm not praising. But he neglected the other part of the verse, which says one should not even criticize others. That part he would not quote. So this is actually the situation in this world. Even Krishna warns Arjuna that you think that you want to leave this battlefield because you don't want to kill Bhishma, your grandfather, or Drona, your guru, and other members who are all related to you. But that's not what the Kauravas are going to think. They are going to think you are a coward. You run away out of cowardice. And those painful words are going to be more painful to you than death. It's better to die than to hear those painful words of your enemies. So Krishna warned like that. So Krishna consciousness, somehow we have been very fortunate. Srila Prabhupada has made us very fortunate. There are so many problems in this world. It's, as we have read, it's like a forest. And always backbiting is going on. And even in the front, what Srila Prabhupada mentions, the howling of the owls is like the relatives of persons who are joining the Krishna consciousness movement. I think we all experienced that. When we joined ISKCON, so many of our friends or family members were completely freaked out. I remember my relatives telling me, he's gone nuts, we have to show him, take him to some psychologist or something like that. It's a general feeling. Yeah. Excuse me. Compares that to the owls. Fortunately, by the potency of this movement, by Srila Prabhupada's causeless mercy, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's causeless mercy, now the situation is improving day by day. And by and large, the movement or the Krishna consciousness is becoming mainstream. There's one very nice article came online. Please read that. I would recommend everyone to read that. It's the website www.wearallharekrishnas. Very interesting idea. www.wearallharekrishnas. Please note that and read it. And in this article, this journalist has mentioned that in some way or the other, people throughout the world are connected with Krishna consciousness. This is the causeless mercy of Srila Prabhupada. His magnanimity, he has given it to everyone. It's a magnanimity of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And it is our duty to keep on making it, trying to make it mainstream. Give this Krishna consciousness to anyone and everyone. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, before Mahaprabhu came, love of Godhead was definitely available. Krishnadas Kaviraj mentions. It was there. But it was sealed in a godown, in a storehouse. Only very few people had access to this. And the godown was kept very tightly locked. And what to speak of breaking the locks, no one could even touch those locks. But when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his stalwart devotees came, they just broke these locks, broke the gates of this storehouse of love and distributed this to anyone and everyone, whether he be a gentleman or a rogue, qualified or not, to everyone. So this we owe to Srila Prabhupada to do this. We will never be able to liquidate the debt that we owe to Srila Prabhupada. What Srila Prabhupada has given to us, both individually as well as collectively, the debt that we owe to Srila Prabhupada and the whole Guru Parampara will never be liquidated. But we can try our best to please Srila Prabhupada and be sincere in our sadhana and other Krishna conscious activities. So this is the most important quality of a disciple: submissiveness to the order of one's spiritual master. This is the most important quality of a disciple. And one should be very sincere. Then if one is lacking in other qualities, Krishna will fulfill that, will fulfill that defect and elevate you to the highest platform. So when Srila Prabhupada was speaking, advising the devotees to be very sincere, some devotees asked this question. Srila Prabhupada you mentioned that we should be sincere, but how can we be sincere? Please tell us, how can we be sincere? So Srila Prabhupada replied, you can be sincere by becoming sincere. You can be sincere by becoming sincere. So we understand from that we should follow all the instructions without any compromise that Srila Prabhupada has given us. Srila Prabhupada was unique. He could appreciate what were the needs of the Americans at that particular time. It might or might not have been possible for any other personalities to do what Srila Prabhupada did, because Srila Prabhupada could understand what was required and he could relate very well, and he knew exactly how this movement would flourish. Way back in 1965 or 66, when ISKCON was incorporated, he said that there are temples and devotees, but time is separating them. He would be listed or recognized as the greatest visionary of the world. In due course, historians will record that Srila Prabhupada is the greatest visionary ever. And that also having to face so many problems at the beginnings, during the beginning of the movement, how much he struggled, but he was always loyal to the order of his spiritual master. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in order that his own prophecy, that his names be chanted all over the world, sent three extremely powerful personalities. The first personality was Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, who through the Namahatta preaching formed a blueprint for this movement, and through the compilation of so many literatures, Kalyan Karpataru, so many others, and his songs, he made the blueprint for this Krishna consciousness to present it in a very scientific and systematic manner. This task was continued by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, our Paramaguru, who developed further the same theme of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, opened 64 mats within India and abroad. And of course, he trained Srila Prabhupada. The third personality, of course, is our own Srila Prabhupada. Despite having faced so many difficulties and having achieved a miracle, perhaps the greatest miracle in history, or we could even say perhaps the greatest miracle in this creation. However, he did not get much sympathy or appreciation from his own God brothers. Single-handedly, he did everything to start this movement. He asked for help from his God brothers. No help came. His family or friends, no help came. And even when he came back to India, no appreciation at all from his God brothers. I will just give one last story. This story is from Srila Prabhupada himself, lotus mouth of Srila Prabhupada himself, in reference to the attitude that his God brothers had towards this movement. Instead of appreciating what Srila Prabhupada had done, achieved an almost impossible miracle, many of the God brothers did not have any appreciation for this. Some of them even said that, what Swami Maharaj, because Srila Prabhupada was, Sannyas name was Swami Maharaj, what Swami Maharaj has achieved is nothing wonderful. They dared to say that. And what was their reasoning for that? They said that this would have happened anyways. And why would it have happened anyways? Because the Chaitanya Bhagavat says so. What does the Chaitanya Bhagavat say? Prithvi te achyayatra nagaradi gram sarvatra prachar hoi ve more naam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said that in as many towns and villages of this world, nagaradi gram, my holy names will be spread. So that was going to happen anyway. But why did it not happen until Srila Prabhupada went there? Srila Prabhupada made it happen. And in this same connection, Srila Prabhupada tells a very nice story. Many of you might have heard this before, but many of you are quite new, may not have heard it. It's a very informative story. Srila Prabhupada's own mouth, this story comes. He narrates one story of Columbus, who is accredited for having founded, being a very good discoverer, very staunch discoverer. He discovered America an alternative route to India. Instead of going east, he discovered a western route to go to India. And another thing which he discovered, that this world is round, spherical. He's given the credit for that. So whatever it be, when he returned after his arduous journey, and Srila Prabhupada gives him credit that this intelligence to discover was given by Krishna. So he came, returned to Spain, and the King of Spain, King Ferdinand, and his wife, Queen Isabella, they hosted a party in his honor. And everyone was glorifying him. And he deserved the glories. Because in very small ships, under very arduous conditions, he had discovered America. And also established that this world is round or spherical. So more or less everyone was glorifying him. But one person was very envious of Columbus. And he would keep on nagging
I don't understand why this Columbus is being given so much honor. We Spanish people are very brave. We all could have done this thing. So Columbus, he didn't pay much attention to this. Let him speak. There's a saying that the caravan passes along. In Hindi, there's a saying that when the elephant goes, the dogs bark. But the elephant doesn't bother about that. He keeps on walking. So he was a very great soul, Columbus, at least from the material point of view. So he didn't mind that very much. Let him speak. It doesn't hurt, it doesn't damage my prestige. I'm in a very prestigious position anyway. But when this person became a little too much, Columbus wanted to teach him something. And at that time, Columbus, in the feast, he was taking some boiled eggs. So he took up one boiled egg, he challenged, anyone please make this, if you can see, this egg, of course this is not an egg, but make this egg stand vertically by its own strength, without any external strength. Just make it stand vertically. Horizontally is easy, anyone can do it. But make it stand vertically. So he looked around, he asked everyone, he challenged everyone. So of course everyone refused. No, we cannot do it. So he challenged that person who was so critical of him, so envious of him. Now you do it. You please make this stand vertically. So, of course, he also refused. He challenged back to Columbus. Columbus, everyone will just make mockery of you. You will not be able to do it either. But Columbus replied, I will be able to do it. And I will show you how to do it. At that time he was taking boiled eggs. He took one knife and the bottom shell of the egg, he just flattened it and the egg was starting vertically on its own strength without any external support. So then this envious person, as well as other people, this is very easy, we could all have done it. So he said, you could have all done it, you can all do it, because I have showed you. So similarly, Srila Prabhupada has showed the whole world how to propagate this Krishna consciousness. Now they may say, it would have happened anyways, or that we could have done better, but they did not do it, neither they had the potency to do it. I will stop here. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any questions or comments, especially from Mataji? Thank you. Comments only. Thank you. Sorry, I'd like to give him a mic.
Hare Krishna, thank you very much. So you mentioned how there was criticism that
very good. Excellent. Thank you very much, Mataji. Mataji would be able to speak very nicely. Would it be possible to give this mic?
Yes. Hare Krishna. The thundering microphone of an ISKCON temple. So when the criticism was there that anybody could have done this because Mahaprabhu said that it will be done, my name will be chanted in every town and village. So Even among the devotees, there wasn't doubt, but still somebody asked Srila Prabhupada, Mahaprabhu said this, would he done? And he was God, why didn't he do it? Prabhupada answered in an almost shy manner, because he left something for me to do. Then he looked out to the devotees and said, yes, it will be done, so why not take the credit?
Thank you very much, Mataji. I think everyone almost heard it. In this case, you need a little bit more. But Mataji said that some devotees asked Srila Prabhupada, Mahaprabhu himself could have done this. Why didn't he not do it? So Prabhupada said very shyly that because he left it up to me to do it. And from some other sources of something connected with this, that then Prabhupada said that now I want you all. Prabhupada himself could have done everything, but he has also left this for each one of us to do this. This is his causeless mercy. Is that right, Mataji? Okay, very good. Thank you very much. Yes, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
And a little confusion on my part about praise and criticism. As Prabhupada said, the truth is not always palatable. And also, he's our ever well wisher. So, in the application, when do you praise or criticize, or when do you well wish, or do you, emanate the truth?
Okay.
I'm a little confused. What's appropriate?
Okay. This is a very good question. So, I don't know your name, Prabhuji. Can you do it? Okay, so Prabhuji has asked one very nice question that we quoted one verse, one should neither praise nor criticize. So it's very elaborately described in that purport, which is in the 11th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Uddhava Gita. And I'll just summarize that. Bhakti Siddhanta Sastri Thakur explains that materially we should not engage in praising or criticizing anyone. The verse itself says that will disturb us. But as far as spiritual matters are concerned, we should definitely praise all the devotees. We should definitely encourage all the devotees. And also follow the second part, never criticize any devotee. Both parts of the verse have to be followed. And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur gives a very nice example that an intelligent person, he will realize, he appreciates that a prison is a prison. I don't want to be in a prison. I want to be out of this prison. But a less intelligent person who is inside a prison, he is saying, how can I get a better cell within this position, within this prison? How can I get a better facility? How can I get a better room? So that this is the difference. So very elaborately described in that, the material world is like clay. And from the clay, or the material energy is like clay. And this clay can be manipulated to form any designs, dolls, any other forms. But the clay is the clay. Clay remains the clay. So the point being that we don't engage in praising or criticizing the materialists, because that will disturb our service. Rather, we just try to engage them. That is the essence of it. See how we can engage every one of them. That is the essence of it. By criticizing other people or praising other materialists, because one materialist is as bad as another. It's not that a poor materialist is in any way better than a rich materialist or vice versa. No. Materialists are all bad, as you could say.
Yes, Prabhu. Can you please come nearer? I can't hear from there.
Thank you for a very nice class. My question is that you mentioned that the storehouse of love was tightly sealed. Before Mahaprabhu came, the storehouse of love was tightly sealed. So my question is, by whom or by what? I mean, why wasn't it flowing, or who was keeping it from flowing?
Very good question by Gaura Krishna Prabhu. Is Chaitanya Charitamrita mentions that when Krishna came, forget even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, love of Godhead was definitely available. But it was kept sealed in a godown. But when Chaitanya Mahaprabhuji came, no one could actually touch these locks, or forget about breaking the locks. They could not even touch that. But Mahaprabhu and his parishads, Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya, Haridas Thakur, they came with their, because it's a figurative, they broke the locks and distributed the contents. First of all, they tasted the contents, aswadana. First, they themselves tasted. And after tasting, they distributed to everyone. So it's called this figurative description which Krishna Das Kaviraj has given to illustrate the point that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates are the most merciful, more merciful than Krishna. Krishna keeps locked this love of Godhead. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes and breaks it and distributes to everyone after tasting himself. I forgot to mention one thing during the class about the word sincere and how this word sincere originates. So this word sincere is a Latin word, and it can be broken down into two components, sine and sera. Sine and sera. So this word, Latin word, very old word, ancient word, comes from the time when, because the Romans were great sculptors, and especially in marble, they were expert sculptors in marble. They would produce wonderful artistic marble artifices. So sometimes, however, to complete their job, they would use wax, which looked almost like marble. So the components of this word, sine and sera, sine means without, and sera means wax. So what has without wax to do with this word? What this means, without wax, these marble items, they should be made without wax. The person who was interested to buy these, he insisted, "I want this marble as it is, pure marble, no wax inside." Because the workers, the laborers, they would put in a little bit marble here, wax here and there, which looked almost like marble. That was cheating. That was cheating. But these persons who bought those, they insisted, sine sera means without wax. That's how this word sine sera originated, and it got transferred to sincere. And Srila Prabhupada mentions, that's the only quality that you need. If you have sincerity, you may be lacking in so many other qualities. It's not that we are big devotees or anything. At least I am not. But try, every one of us should try. This much we owe to Srila Prabhupada, what he has done to us, collectively as well as individually. This debt to Srila Prabhupada and our Guru Parampara, we will never be able to liquidate. No matter how vigorously we preach, how many devotees we make, how many books we distribute, how many temples we make. Prabhupada wanted that, actually Prabhupada's Guru Maharaj, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, that okay, opening temples is very nice, it has its own place, we have to attract so many people, but even more important than building temples is to build temples of books and temples of devotees. Because these will stay for a long, long time. Bricks and mortar will crumble after some time. But the temples of books will remain for a long, long time. And the temples of devotees are the most important. That's what Srila Prabhupada painfully cultivated each and every devotee. I'll just conclude in one moment. One very interesting quotation that came to my mind, very important philosopher, he said, if you want to plan for 1 year, then you plant only grass, because grass takes 1 year to grow. If you want to plan for 20 years, then plant trees. Tree takes about 20 years to grow. But if you want to plan for centuries, then you should plant men. You should plant men. Cultivate men. And this is what Srila Prabhupada has done. This movement will go on for centuries. At least 100 centuries. 10,000 years. That Prabhupada so meticulously planted the seed and cultivated the creeper. So, thank you very much again for listening. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Thank you. Hey, Panja. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Yes. Hey, Panja. How are you? Good. Nice to see you. Yeah. Hare Krishna. Huh? Yeah. Thanks. Hey, share some cookie. Share some cookie. Yeah. Yeah. Hare Krishna. Yeah. 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 What? Yeah. Can you have a Veda base? No Veda base. Okay. It's in the Niti Shastra. Should I write it down for you?
Yeah. Another thing, when Prabhupada printed the Bhagavatam in America,
yes. Hey, how are you doing? Okay, good. Looks nice, huh? Temple, everything nice. Lot of temple, everything looks nice now, huh?
Yeah.
Good, good. Yeah. Oh yeah. It's tough. I'm coming. You going over there? Yeah, I'll come. I'll join you.